Catching up again this week with Chris from the Bobber Shop in South Marquette. Thanks for giving us some time today. I know you are a busy dude.
Hey, no problem, Adam.
Let's talk some fishing. I've been getting a lot of really good reports and then some non-existent ones as well, but good reports on panfish, on trout, really good reports on pike, although nothing big. I'm still really lacking on walleye, so I'd like to hit all of those species with you at some point or another in this conversation, but let's start with the ice conditions and what you're hearing out there, you know, in general in Marquette County for getting out on the ice in this warm trend right now.
Yeah, for the most part, you know, all the lakes that we've been hearing about here in Marquette County got a good solid 4 to 8 inches. You know, if you're more on the western part of the county where they got all that snow a week ago, things are a little slushy. I will throw out, though, Little Shag Lake. I know a lot of people have been fishing it for miscellaneous species of fish, but that is one lake that I've heard be a little cautious yet with all the springs out there. There were several spots just the other day that only had 2 inches of ice. So, you know, no ice is safe ice. Make sure you're checking things as you go.
Yeah, that's a great tip right there. Any lake, specifically that's spring-fed, can have those kinds of spots that are really sketchy. But speaking of which, that's a good transition into the good trout reports we're hearing, because those are typically the trout lakes, the ones that are spring-fed.
Yeah, and guys are catching a lot of them right now. We've seen some photos of guys that have been in the shop getting bait, rainbows up to 18 inches, some really nice fish. Guys on some of the smaller lakes in the Gwynn area, catching a lot of trout. They're not all keepers, but they are having a lot of fun catching them.
Now, I'm hearing about splake, rainbows, brook trout all through the ice. Are you hearing about what they're catching them on? Is there anything special that's working?
Yeah, so a lot of guys fishing out of our shop, a couple guys that work at the shop actually have been doing well on the trout, and they're catching them on wigglers and rosies.
Hmm. Are they running them on anything in particular, any tungsten jigs or anything like that?
Well, the rosies, the guys are, for the most part, just running them on tip-ups, and then they're jigging the wigglers on lime green jigs. They're not tungsten jigs. They're more like a banana-shaped jig, and lime green has been the best color.
Fantastic. All right, well, Chris, I got lots more to talk to you about. Obviously, those great panfish reports, pike, and walleye even. So can we jump back on with you a little bit later on this hour?
Yeah, absolutely.
Stay tuned for our next Outdoor Report as we continue with Chris from the Bobber Shop in South Marquette. Talking more ice fishing right here on the Outdoor Show.